run for me the business case of re-signing Matthew Nix after losing to Gold Coast in round one. What? Why?
They've obviously been in talks for a while, Sam. They don't just sign that week, so...
That's okay. That's less relevant. Yes. When they sign is the important part.
Yep. They obviously think he's the right man. He's put in 4 years with them. And they thought...
Which they're yet to play finals.
Yeah, yet to play finals. But I think it was a positive finish last year to it. I think they finished their footy pretty well. So I'm just giving you why they could potentially sign. I understand fully your point. Who's coming after Matthew Nix? Why now? All those sorts of things. I can understand fully where you're coming from. Because when was he out? At the end of this year?
Yep.
He was. So, I just wonder with the way contracts are structured as well, Sam, whether at the end of the day you give him the stability and the support, it settles everyone down, and at the end of the day you just pay him out 6 months anyway. So, whether he gets an extension or it doesn't really change anything.
I just think clubs do this sort of stuff too much. There's more of a reason to re-sign Michael Voss after they make a prelim. That's almost more a reward. I get that. The reason to re-sign Justin Longmuir with their excuse was to settle the place down, back in your man, only cost them another 3 months in payout if it doesn't work out. I almost buy it. Matthew Nix, after not playing finals, giving him a contract extension when absolutely no one else is trying to poach him away from your footy club, doesn't pass the sniff test.